Mike's Divided, everybody, and we will be talking about the NFL today and the schedule being released. So with that being said, we will have all the new dates coming up and all the incredible games that hopefully we will be able to, maybe fans will be able to attend. We can only hope. But Zach, what do you think? Are you excited as I am?
I am astonished and happy to be around because I, you know, honestly, me being a Broncos fan, I don't get to go to a lot of games anyways.
Right.
But if I get to watch the Denver Broncos,
I just want to see people play.
I'm okay. That's all I want. You know, I'm tired of watching reruns. I'm telling you, I watched the Broncos Patriots AFC Championship the other day, where Tom Brady was the leading rusher for the Patriots with 13 rushing yards.
Yeah,
they did not win that game. The Broncos
that's
did.
A solid sign.
The Broncos won that game and then won the Super Bowl as they beat the Panthers.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that's what every Panthers fan wanted to hear this this evening.
You're welcome.
But so we're going to talk about just the records today, mainly. We kind of just want to focus on kind of our predictions, and then once these schedules get released, we're going to get be able to give you guys more of a explanation as to why we think that and the games that we think they're going to win and lose. Yeah. But we're going to start out here with the AFC East. And for me, I speak for both of us when I say that the Patriots, I think, will end up going 7-9 this season. And a lot of that's due to the loss of Tom Brady, but I also feel like they're just losing a lot in just in general. And I feel like the team chemistry just isn't going to be the same. So what do you think, Zach?
The chemistry isn't there. Tom's not there. Right now, their starting quarterback is Jarrett Stidham. And so 7-9 is fair. Does this mean they don't make the playoffs? Maybe.
They might. Yeah.
And for both of us being AFC fans, you being an AFC East fan,
yeah,
we kind of want that.
Yeah, absolutely.
They'll let the Bucks win.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're going to have really tough, you know, some issues. I mean, every team in the AFC East plays a tough team this year. I mean, they have a tough schedule. They're playing the Ravens. They're playing
the Chiefs.
They're playing. I mean, they've got a tough schedule. So, I mean, for instance, I really think that this could be something that we see. It's something really new. But we'll move on now to my Buffalo Bills. And, you know, it's going to be one of those things that I see them going, really, I see them ideally going, you know, 12-4. But I realistically see them going 11-5, which is great, which is fine. Because that's really going to be something that's going to probably, you'll make the playoffs, but most likely win the division as well. So that would be great for the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills are winning the AFC East. That's my prediction with it.
Yeah.
And you had them going 12-4 originally. And then you took away an AFC West team that was not the Denver Broncos. So I have you guys going 11-5.
Yeah.
But it's a I have the Broncos.
But you have us beating the Chiefs. Right. That was the one I had us losing, so that's ironic. So that'll be interesting to see. And going on now, let's talk about the Jets as the New York Jets. Now, the New York Jets, really, I feel like that's another team that chemistry comes into play. Because with the whole thing with Le'Veon Bell and with, you know, they're still not surrounding Sam Darnold with the targets he needs. Where, you know, Robbie Anderson leaving and they still didn't really go. They had those opportunities like we talked about where they could have gotten those receivers that you guys got. And, like, I mean, you know, they just... It's one of those things that we'll see if they can do it, but I just feel as though they're going to fall short once again.
Yeah, that's why the Jets go 5-11. They don't have an elite receiver.
Right.
And then Le'Veon Bell wants to play well, but he's such a patient runner.
Yeah.
But that line collapses so fast.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing, because since he is so patient, with the way that things go for them and the way that they block, it just doesn't seem realistic for him to get and be able to explode the way he should be able to with that Jets team. So we'll move on now to the Miami Dolphins. And I know all Dolphins fans are hoping for a little bit of a change having Tua.
Fins up, baby.
But I still see the Dolphins going like 6-10. It's I mean, when you look at their opponents, and we'll see their schedule week to week, but just looking at their opponents in general, I don't really see maybe the Jets, them being the only team that they sweep in that division, but I just don't see it happening as that being one of the teams that they can get all those wins with.
But hey, being a Dolphins fan, right? 6-10. Improvement.
Yeah, exactly. Improvement. Well, that's the thing. I really feel as though no matter what, they're going to improve, and I think that they're going to improve even more. Even if the record doesn't show it, they're still improving because I think having Tua, they'll feel a lot more confident.
It takes more than a year for a team to really go from who could have been the worst team in NFL history, even though they didn't lose. You know, they didn't
Think about it. We went from a team that was, when we had the Browns, and they were just focused on winning, and now we're at the point where we're thinking, When are the Browns going to make playoffs this year and stuff like that? Right. So
and look at the Dolphins last year. Their leading rusher by the end of the season was Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right, exactly. So they have a lot that they can grow on this season, and I think that's going to be good. And honestly, with the Patriots going to be with losing Tom Brady and having him out of that division in general, is just going to be something that really is able to help every other team out in that division.
I feel like it's going to be a little bit weird for all the AFC East opponents. You know, you go or going to Gillette, but then it's like
wow, we could do it. We have a chance. Yeah. We'll see. And like the Bills almost won there last year, and now when we go in, I just feel great going in this year. So it'll be interesting to see. All right, now let's move on to the AFC South, and we will see here, starting out with the Houston Texans, and really the Texans just with all the horrible things that have gone on in free agency and all the bad moves they made in the draft, I still personally see them going 8-8, which I think is very generous. But I do see it happening, because if you look at their opponents and the teams that they play, I could see them, you know, being the Titans ones. I could see them taking the game away from the Steelers. I mean, maybe not the Chiefs, but you never know. I mean, we always see those shocking games happen. And
that's
they
still have Deshaun Watson. That's actually my hot take is we'll get into it more in depth in the weeks to come. But my hot take are the Texans are going to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, I know.
And I think Deshaun Watson does it. You know, the Chiefs defense isn't spectacular.
Right, I know.
So Deshaun can get it done.
He could.
Just not with D-Hop.
Right, yeah. Well, not anymore. So, moving on from then, we will move on to the Indianapolis Colts. And the Colts, I know they got Phillip Rivers. I know they have a little bit of change going. But I just don't think it's going to be enough to really get even to 500. We have them going 5-11 just because it comes down to what we said with the opponents.
Too. Right, and here's why I also think 5-11 is fair. Look at, you know, Phillip Rivers and Joe Flacco, kind of the same,
right?
Like
kind build and the way they play. They're neither style, right. Crazy and active and running and on the move. So
and Joe Flacco did not produce for the Broncos, and then we were locked and loaded. Drew Luck came in and, you know, got us to a great season. So I think with Phillip, I don't think he's gonna start, but over time he's gonna come in, and
it's going to be mediocre.
It's just a 5-11 team.
Yeah. And so let's move on now to a team that we think is going to be the juggernaut in this division and something that we saw a little bit of last year, but it's going to be something that grows even more this year is the Tennessee Titans. We have them going 10-6.
Tighten up, baby.
They're looking great. Derrick Henry looks great. I think that this is a playoff team because they're going to win this division and they're going to make some noise in the playoffs just like they did this past year.
They're going to make noise, and I think the Titans got lucky with the out-of-division home and away slate.
I think so too, yeah. That kind of fell to them a little bit. But either way, we can't discredit how good they are.
Right,
and
yeah.
I think, honestly, that they're going to be a tough team to beat in that division.
They're scary.
So, and then the last team that's also mediocre in that division, I feel like, that won't be going anywhere is the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Jaguars just, I don't really see anything changing too much. They didn't do really anything different. If anything, they lost Foles. I mean,
they got rid of Nick Foles. I understand Minshew mania is a thing, but the Jaguars are just as good as the Jets.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why we have them with the same record.
5-11. 5-11.
So, talk to us a little bit now about your division, the AFC West.
Let's talk about the AFC West. There are two teams in this division that I think are going to go over 500, and two teams going under 500. The first team are the reigning, defending Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, going 11-5. This is a team that's scary. They didn't lose anybody. They're young, and their offense is so
explosive. And they're
coming
off a crazy season being Super Bowl champions, so they're already living large.
In the words of Travis Kelce, you gotta fight for your right to party. I didn't say as enthusiastic as he did.
Because you're not as enthusiastic for them.
No, I'm not. But this Chiefs team, I think they sweep the Raiders and the Chargers, and then they split with the Broncos.
Yeah, I could see that too. And honestly, I could see just with the way that their schedule lines up, they're kind of at that same thing with the Titans, where they kind of fell into a good place where their away teams aren't as strong as their home teams. So, yeah, although we saw them do better away than at home.
They were 7-1 on the road last year, crazy. And then 5-3 at Arrowhead.
So, I mean, it might be bad. Who knows? But see, we always have those shocking wins and things that we don't expect.
Like they have to play at Baltimore. Mm-hmm. That's a nasty game.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a great game. It better be prime time as well. Now,
what do you mean, 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Prime times are for Denver.
It'll be the 1 o'clock game, Nobody else can watch them.
Yeah. Moving on to my team, the Denver Broncos. They're the other team over 500.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say as unbiasedly as I can. With all the weapons Denver got through the draft, this is an 11-5 team. This is a team that will split with the Chiefs, as I said. But they are, I think their level, like the Chiefs are here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Broncos are neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Chargers and Raiders are just down below. I have the Chiefs winning the AFC West. I know they're both 11-5. Mm-hmm. But if you go to division games, I have the Chargers beating the Broncos at Mile High.
Yeah.
Which means the Chiefs win the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Well, and my thing is that when it comes down to it, I feel as though you guys, both these teams, and everybody in this division, you guys are playing a division now. The division you guys have to play up against is now Brady and Drew Brees' division. So playing those teams is really going to be a nice test for you guys. And, I mean, just playing them, I mean, they're supposedly saying it'll be the first four games of the season. We'll see about that.
Yeah, they said the NFC South was going to be weeks 1-4 for the Denver Broncos. I don't think that's going to be a thing.
I don't either.
Because that's kind of killjoy.
It ruined a lot. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, either way, you guys are going to be tested a lot this season, so it'll be nice. But somewhere, a team that we had with the exact opposite record is the...
The Chargers.
Chargers. I mean, the way that we... You know, I think it's going to be kind of one of those things that we talked about with the Dolphins, though.
Right.
They're going to need
Herbert's going to produce.
Oh, he will. He'll produce, and he's going to be a great quarterback over time. But right now, they're going to have to let him settle. They lost Melvin Gordon. You know.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, to you guys. But now they still got Eckler. They still got Henry. It's just
Keenan Allen.
They have a great offense. It's just a matter of getting everything to click and putting a rookie quarterback right after the draft, because that was the difference between them and the Bills. The Bills, you had Josh Allen, but we also had to, we watched him and let him soak it all in for a year, just like y'all did with Locke.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all let him soak it all in and being able to do all that, and that's what's kind of the difference maker and getting them learn under somebody.
And what's kind of crazy is right now the Chargers have Tyrod as the starter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think that's because they don't know how. You know, Herbert's
but they could be throwing Herbert into the fire.
They can throw him
in.
Yeah. You know, once we know week one, that's when we'll know who starts for the Chargers.
I think so, too. So let's move on now to the Raiders.
The Raiders, I have them going 6-10. You know, kind of middle of the pack. That 6-10, 7-9, 8-8.
Right. Average year. But at the same time, we're sitting here thinking, I mean, if you look at them and look at, you still got Gruden, you still got. It's the question is going to be coming down to, we've talked about this in our podcast before, is do they trust Carr enough, or are they going to kind of, you know, experiment a little with Mariota?
I think before the season ends, Mariota comes out.
I think so too. I could see it happening. So, I mean, I just see them hitting a pitfall and then he's going to have to step in. So, let's move on to the AFC North. The Ravens seem like they're going to run this show in here.
The Ravens are the stellar team by far. It's Lamar time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 13-3 Baltimore Ravens. The second best are the Browns.
Yeah, I know. Which, I mean, right, it is the Browns. But, I mean, the fact is, when it comes down to it, the Ravens are just one of those teams that
they
didn't lose anything either. That was the way that they played and the way that they were able to go again, just going into other people's houses and giving them hell. It was crazy.
The only question I have with the Ravens is Lamar Jackson going to produce as well as he did last year? You know, he reminds me of Cam Newton.
Absolutely not. He's on the Madden cover.
You're right.
Patrick Mahomes, Brutus. But
you know, it's that thing where he reminds me of Cam Newton when he was young, but then. Newton started getting hit.
Right, exactly.
Lamar hasn't experienced that.
It's because he's bold and he knows he has the mobility and the lateral quickness to get around people like right. that. So that's something.
And then he could shuffle pass a lot better.
It takes one hard hit, though, man. It's going to make him a little more skeptical about where they run.
Speaking of hard hits, this has nothing to do with the Ravens, but this is with Alex Smith.
Uh-huh.
He is coming back a lot stronger, and I'm just happy for him. I know it's completely off topic, and you know, I know he's with the Redskins, but I'm just happy to see somebody that took that nasty hit, that went through so much, is coming back.
Yeah, that was, I mean, we'll see if they even can. What I mean, they might can do with them. Yeah, I mean, we'll see if they do anything, but at the same time, you never know. If I know anything about Ron Rivera, he switches things up quite a bit.
He does.
So let's move on now to the Steelers. I know the Steelers and Pittsburgh Steelers Nation is not going to be happy with this, but we have the Steelers going 7-9. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say about it, because I know we're probably going to get bashed for it. But
you're an average team.
I mean, yeah. It's,
hey, go get Antonio Brown. Wait.
I mean, you guys think about this. You're playing the Ravens twice a year. You're playing the Browns, who've gotten significantly better. Now you've got the Bengals, who've gotten significantly better. That they could split with you guys. So you never know. So all these things that are happening in your division where your division's getting better, I just don't see with Ben Roethlisberger being that. Right. Just things need to change in order for you guys to be a better team.
If the schedule, like if the Steelers had the Browns schedule and the Browns had the Steelers schedule, I think the Steelers could go 10-6.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But that's why they're 7-9.
It is. It's the way they got the cards were dealt. So now moving on to the Bengals. Judging by next this upcoming year is going to be better than last year. We'll say that, but we still have them going like 4-12.
4-12. I understand.
I feel bad for Burrow. I do. But at the same time, he's going to know. I mean, I don't. You can't assume that he expects this team to be a playoff team the first year he comes in.
Right. And, so you know, be it for him, they could shock us all. They're playing a hard division and then hard non-division and non-conference games. You know, they have to play the Texans, the Chargers, the Titans. Like, so those teams, they can ball or they could flop on a certain day.
Yeah.
So 4-12, and of course we said the Browns were going 10-6.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So let's move on now to the NFC, and we'll start with the NFC East, a division that nobody wants to win, and we'll start with the Eagles. And what do you have to say about the Eagles?
7-9, baby. Fly, Eagles fly to second place in the NFC East this year.
Only behind a team with an average record of 8-8.
Hey, CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb has already proved us for that. Yeah. But I do see the Eagles just being a team that has those good wins, though, that they steal away. And it's going to still come down to the end, I think, where them and the Cowboys will be battling for that top spot.
It's just tough.
Or battling or get trying to give it away. One of the other. I can't remember.
But it's so tough for the NFC East. You know, they have to play the NFC South.
Yeah.
And they have to, you know, they're playing some tough teams. They got to play the Ravens.
I know. It's tough. But we'll see what they do. I mean, I hope the best for everybody in this division. But here we'll go now to the Cowboys that we're just talking about.
Average.
It is. What's the epitome of average with 8-8?
But that's what Roger Goodell wants. He wants every team to go 8-8.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys are on pace. They're used to it.
Yeah. I mean, you could always see them stealing a couple good wins, like when they play at the Seahawks or at the Vikings. But at the same time, you're still playing the Ravens, and you still got to play the Eagles twice, and we know that you and the Eagles always split.
They're going to split.
So, in the end, it's gonna be one of those things that we're gonna have to just wait and see. But I see that at the end, it's gonna come down to the last couple weeks, like it did last year.
For sure. Hey, but you know, when someone's a fan of the NFC East, I would love to be a fan of the Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, or Redskins.
Because it's up in the air.
Because you're going in week 15, 16, 17 as we have a chance.
Yeah, or somebody could lose out and we could win out. So
I mean, unless you're the Giants this year when we had them going 4-12.
Yeah.
So,
we do.
But they're just a team that I don't know what they're doing.
You have
Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. You have Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have him any targets either.
No.
And your line is not great, so you're having to. It's. I mean, you just picked up Xavier McKinney, which is pretty big. But other than that,
the best way I can see, they missed out on Isaiah Simmons.
Yes.
And this is a team that reminds me of the Carolina Panthers last year that went 5-11.
Mm-hmm.
So 4-12 is just one.
Right, they might come on to go on those runs a couple of games, and then they'll just like I could see that happening. And then with the team with the exact same record we thought would be the Redskins, 4-12. They might come out and shock us, though. But
they have
a whole new thing going on now. They might as well change their logo. They pretty much started from scratch.
Right. They have a tough away schedule. But
yes, very. But at the same time, there's still going to be a team that could win, steal a couple of those division games that are big. And if it hits at the right time, then so be it, you know? So let's move on now to the NFC South. And we went with the Saints just being the juggernaut overall, and I think people all expect that unless you're a Tom Brady fan. He's going to run this thing. No, I do not think so. I think the Saints are still going to be – they're going to go 14-2, and that is a crazy bold statement, but I could see it.
This is the best team in the National Football League.
I agree.
The New Orleans Saints. Hey, here's what's great. Their only kryptonite are the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I know, and that's – And but
these miracles.
But they're going at home this year. So.
They have a chance.
Get that revenge. But you know, they have another tough schedule, but at the same time they're gonna be playing the Panthers twice, they're gonna be playing the Falcons twice, and if things don't change over either one of those places, those won't be too tough. So basically 14. The Bucks and them, it'll be everybody's gonna want to watch Brady versus Breeze. I'm so excited.
I am too. I can't wait to see it from my television, not at stadium.
Can't wait to see football again. But I could see them just basically destroying this. I expect them to be probably two games ahead of everybody every single start.
For sure.
Just keep going through.
And here's what's crazy: the Saints last year lost their first three games,
mm-hmm.
and then just dominated,
absolutely ham. I could see it, man.
This next team,
but yeah,
they're not good.
They need to work on some things, and that is the Atlanta Falcons. We have them going 4-12, and before all you Atlanta fans go nuts,
take a look
at your schedule, and you can tell us. I'd love to know the games that you think you're gonna win that we pick.
And I'll go ahead and spoil. I have you guys beating the Bears. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
But
and I think the Chargers game's a toss-up, but at the same time, you guys still have to play, you know, you're playing the Saints twice, and you're playing the Bucks twice.
You got
to
play at Green Bay.
At Dallas. I mean, that's never a easy place to play at. So, you know, there's just so many options. I mean,
it's
there's
sports,
so many,
it's bad slate.
It's sports, though.
Bad slate for the
happen,
Falcons.
But, you know.
Maybe you guys would have a better record and a better schedule if you had won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. We won't bring that up. No. But the Panthers, moving on now, and I feel really bad for the Panthers because they lost pretty much everyone.
It's, again, before you hate on us for having them going 5-11, look at their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Their schedule
easy.
Is nasty.
You play the 49ers, you're playing the Cowboys too, and, I mean, it's going to be, I mean... I'm sorry, I don't think they play the Cowboys. They play. I was thinking of the Raiders. But they're playing the Raiders, who now with a whole new team are going to be coming in. We didn't predict the Raiders to do very well, but I still think they could win that game. So,
but I'll tell you, if this Broncos-Panthers game, if I'm allowed to be at that game, you will have your opportunity to beat me up. Because I will be there, and you will recognize me.
You'll be wearing a Drew Lock jersey.
Signed Drew Lock jersey.
Sitting in section 102, seat 3.
That's right. Asking for a popcorn.
Yeah, no. I do think that they'll have a tough season. But let's move on now to the Bucks. Now, the Bucks are going to get significantly better this year.
Why?
But,
because their quarterback's not going to throw it to the other team more times than he's throwing touchdowns?
Right. But they're not going to be better than the Saints. And that's going to be the difference maker. I think this is where Drew Brees can prove his worth over Tom Brady. And then it's going to be – we have them sitting at 10-6. And that's obviously a playoff team. But I also don't see them doing too much when they get into the playoffs either, because with that division and everything, it's just
– Right. And I'll tell you why. One of the reasons I have the Bucs at a worse record than the Saints. It's the running back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, the Saints, they're versatile. They're elite, head-to-toe,
mm-hmm.
all positions.
Yeah, absolutely.
The running back game for the Bucs
is
askew.
And they have great receivers, but I also feel as though they don't have a Michael Thomas. And they kind of what, something crazy. Like
Mike Evans could turn into Michael Thomas with Tom Brady.
Or Godwin. Could. Yeah. But we'll see. So let's move on now to the NFC West. Talk to us a little bit about them.
You know, this it's probably the hardest division
in, all around, absolutely.
In the NFL. When you have the Seahawks, the Rams, the Cardinals, and the 49ers, all with legitimate teams.
As of now.
As of now.
Now that the Cardinals went ham on the offense.
The Cardinals went ham, and the Rams gave away Gurley.
Yep.
And Cooks.
And that's kind of why we right now, though, have the Seahawks at 12-4 and being having an incredibly good record.
12-4, but not winning the West.
Yeah, we still have the 49ers at 14-2.
That shows how good this division is.
Yeah, I mean, that's nuts. And that's kind of what the Bills got put in with last year. We had such a good record, and we're sitting here, and we're like, we still can't freaking win this division.
You almost made out the wild card.
Well... Yeah, I know, but I'm saying just we could have, and well, and we could have won the last couple of games, but it's beside the point. But what I'm saying is the Seahawks, I still feel as though they're going to have a tremendous season, and they're going to be very dominant, and just being able to still do all their just classic.
Russell's going to be Russell.
Yeah, absolutely, and he's going to make those moves, and they're always still going to be a team that teams don't want to see and for have sure. to play, especially at Seattle. I mean, that place is tough. So we'll move on to the Rams, who we have at 8-8.
The worst team in the NFC West.
Is 500. That's not bad.
That's the best team in the NFC East.
Yeah, that's true. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Just think about that.
It's really bad.
That shows how good this division is. It is. Or how average the NFC East is.
You look at it whatever way you want, I guess. But the Rams... I feel as though just playing in that division and all the talent in there is really what's going to hold them back from really excelling. So,
for sure.
Let's move on now to the Cardinals, really made amazing. I still think that they're maybe, I mean, they're the third best. We put them as the third best team in there, but the strides they're making and the steps they're taking, it's amazing.
But hey, you know,
Dr.
what's great for D-Hop is he's going to a team that's going to have a better record than his previous team.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I could totally see that happening. But rounding it up with the
49ers.
Number one team
the
in this division.
Off.
Yeah, the 49ers. And I don't see much changing. They didn't lose a lot. They might next year, but they're not losing a lot this year. And their defense is still going to be ferocious. They still got Garoppolo as long as he stays healthy. And they're going to be Kittle. It's going to be... They're going to be
what's crazy is I said the Saints are the best team in the National Football League at 14-2. And I have the 49ers, as do you, at 14-2.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at who we play, the 49ers are going to be the one seed due to a tiebreaker. That's a little spoiler for you guys.
Yeah.
The 49ers play the Saints.
Yeah. Interesting. So we'll break into that more next week, but we'll go on now to talk about our last division here, the NFC North, and we will start with the Packers,
go
Green Bay.
Go, Pack, go. Go, Pack, go. You're the best team in the NFC
go
North.
Go to 11-5.
You're going to 11-5, but
which
you're going to the playoffs.
That's exactly right. You'll be in the playoffs, and Aaron Rodgers will get that crack at another Super Bowl. So
what's crazy is 11-5 without picking up a receiver. You have Devontae Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Who's number two?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody was sitting around.
That shows how good Aaron Rodgers really is. He's going to make someone
He makes
elite.
Something out of nothing.
He's like Tom Brady. Tom Brady made Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola elite.
Yep. So
someone is going to come.
I do think that, unfortunately, the Vikings will miss the playoffs, but they're going to go 10-6. And that's tough. Now, depending on who the... Now, I guess it depends on the tiebreakers and stuff like that.
It's going to be the Vikings.
No matter who goes 10-6 and is not in the playoffs, that's so...
It's the Vikings or the Bucks, really?
I know, it's discouraging. Which I don't care if it's the Bucks. That's fine.
Honestly, I'd rather the Vikings make the playoffs
than
the Bucks, because it's been a while since it's been a Brady-less postseason.
And I'd be more than happy with it. So, we'll move on now to a team that needs a lot of work, is the Bears.
Oh, my goodness.
But the Bears will kind of just where they were last year, I feel like. They didn't really... It'll be interesting to see what they do with Nick Foles or Trubisky, but either way, I think I could tell Khalil Mack. It's got to be getting under Khalil Mack's skin with how hard he works in the defense. I am the
happiest person. He's on the Bears.
I'm sure you are. Yeah, yeah.
But he's doing his job.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, that's clear. Their defense is doing all right. They're just going to – something's got to change, and being in that division, it's not going to help. Having to battle the Vikings
it's a tough division. Yeah. Something's got to give. And the Bears, I say they have a hard slate. Every team – this is the National Football League. These are all professional teams. Of course, every team has a hard slate.
Right.
It's just the luck of the draw with who you have.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's basically where we get into here with the Lions. They're kind of at the same point there. But they're six. We put them at six and ten. So one more win. But I also felt as though they have a little more promise and that they could. It's just unique at what they do in the dome. I feel like in Ford Field, it's a little crazy. But with the teams that it's kind of how they're playing, where the teams that they're playing away are just not as strong. Better. I was like, you know, it's crazy. So. We'll see what happens. I mean, we're going to talk a lot more about next week, basically, about all the teams and their actual records. Hopefully, we're looking forward to getting the NFL schedule here and being able to hopefully enjoy football once again and be back on here. So, thank you guys for listening. Have a great night.